Hello everybody, welcome to, I don't know, welcome to Team of the Year something preparation, let's say, here in our podcast with Jake for Trading. How are you, Jake?
I'm doing well. Been a really busy time for FIFA lately. I feel like EA has really done well with content this year. I know people will disagree with that to an extent, but I feel like one of people's favorite things to do right now, and I'll just bring it up here, are those player picks. And EA has been releasing these pretty much like nonstop.
Yeah.
And SBC fodder is staying so high that it makes it reasonable to do them and just get SBC fodder from it. So yeah, personally, I feel like there's a lot of content right now to grind, but I feel like there's a big also anticipation of Team of the Year. And now it was kind of found in the code that we're going to for sure find out the winners on the 22nd. Not that it's necessarily confirmed that the whole event's going to start then, but it seems very likely that it will. So that would be, we're doing this podcast on a Thursday, so that'd be next Friday, a week from tomorrow, is that it w would begin.
Yeah, so kind of late. I think it's the latest ever, but the situation, the leaks started later, and everything was a little bit delayed. I think they knew this will come like this for since the beginning. Yeah, I see you have on the screen. So Jake is sharing the screen for the people listening. I see you have Headliners team two, which is a great team. Let's call it like that. I think there are some OP players here. Regarding just a comment regarding what you've said, yeah, a lot of expectation in the market, but I think it's the best time for content in Ultimate Team. EA is doing a very good job in terms of repeatable SBCs. I think you have what to do in the game.
Definitely. And I know we're gonna hop back and forth a little bit here, so let's start with headliners. Then I want to look at the SBC section because there's something really interesting about today with the SBCs. Headliner team two, like you said, Florian, has some really meta cards. I think, of course, the favorites in this team are players like Hernandez, who's already been performing exceptionally well. His cards are already really well received. You know, Uba
98 base,
Oh, yeah,
98 base.
totally. Him and then Lozano with the 99. Lozano's been off and on extinct on PS4 most of the week. So he's selling for 600K all week. Really cool looking card. And again, prone to upgrades. Haaland, again, playing well. So the thing about these headliners that I love that they did is that they're all playing well, right? So they all have a really good chance of informs. Obviously, defenders are a little bit less, but they only put three defenders in the team, likely for that reason, because it requires quite a unique set of games for them to get in, right? They usually have to have a goal or at least a couple assists or a clean sheet, so it can be a little bit tricky. And then obviously on the right side here, we have Ings, Toko, and Rafinha. And they won't be the most well received, but the interesting thing about them is if they get upgrades, they start becoming good for SBC usage, right? Like if Ings becomes an 86, he's actually pretty good at that price to submit an SBC. So there are some fascinating things happening with those cards. But yeah, overall, I think the selection is really good. Obviously, just like every single promo, not every card is usually going to be meta. Like for Team of the Group stage, we got Acerbi, and people aren't really interested in him, but they have to do that to balance it out a little bit. If every card was meta, it would be crazy every single time. So I like what they did with the team. I think they all have a lot of opportunities to upgrade. I actually packed headliner Goretzka out of those 80 plus player picks, so I hope he gets
Whoa.
upgraded. I know, yeah. So I hope he gets
Whoa.
upgraded.
Man, that's a very, very nice link to Team of the Years from Bayern.
Oh, totally. Yeah, we'll get Davies for sure. And then Kimmich for sure, in my opinion.
Yeah, and of course, Leva, I'm not sure if you're like a fan to use him, but
Yeah.
okay.
And then this Mahrez, one thing I wanted to say is because he still will be out till the 15th, till tomorrow, so you guys will catch this, is he's actually on two wins. And this card is really nice. He's got 5-star skills, 4-star weak foot, and he's going to be due an upgrade probably. So if you guys want to get him done, I wouldn't be super opposed to doing that Mahrez because his stats are really, really nice.
Yeah, I think Mahrez is also good. Me personally, as a City fan, I would do him, but I've already done a player SBC this week, and I'm not. I have a rule to do as less as I can. I did Iago Aspas, of
Yeah, you
course.
did this Aspas, didn't you?
Yeah, man. I mean, for me, it was very cheap. I had a lot of untradeable because I'm not doing SBCs, I had a lot of untradeable stack in my club.
Yeah.
And because I'm saving a lot of packs, I said, man, I'm going to get a lot of duplicates. Let's clear a little bit the let's say, the fodder for 82, 84, because he's very cheap with this Aspas. And I'm also having him in my team. I had his inform, so for me, it was like an upgrade, so it was worth it.
Yeah, the thing that I like about him is I think he's like, 115K only. 89s right now in general are 45K. So even if it's a card that you end up using for a month or two, then you could throw him in an SBC and not lose that much theoretically. You know what I mean? Like for value.
Yeah. Yeah.
But other than that, it is a nice looking card. And does he have four star Florian?
No, only 3-star skills.
So that's why people would be not as inclined to do him. But the thing is with this league too, guys, and it's important to note whenever you see SBCs is that this league is really lacking strikers, right? If you didn't do Felix.
I have also Felix. So for me, it's like I have now 2 players of the month in attack.
Exactly. Yeah. If you didn't do Felix, he's like the best option available. So a lot of people will probably do him. He even has quite a few upvotes showing that a lot of people are interested in him. We actually invested in Carrasco in format rewards because there's been a big push to this league and there's not a ton of left mids in it other than Dembele, who's so cheap. So that second in from Carrasco is a really desirable card to link with Felix Player of the Month and now Aspas too.
I've actually Carrasco, I had him in my team because I linked to Felix.
Oh, nice. And, yep.
Today I've sold him. I played with him like for the last 2 weeks.
Yep.
And I've sold him because I made the... So the I think it got released last week or 2 weeks ago, something like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought him like at 130 and now he was 120 and it was enough for me to
cash out.
You know my rule. I invest in players, I play with them, after that I sell them and I take the coins, and that's only what I do.
I think a lot of people would love to do that. A lot of people end up buying and losing.
Yeah,
so
of course.
We also got showdowns. We've been getting some showdowns lately, and first let's start with last week because I don't think we talked about it, but we got probably one of the most
the best thing that is in FIFA to do as an SBC, like
agree.
The
showdowns are so good. Like Florian and I have talked about before. I know for Florian, one of his favorite events is Road to the Final. You love your live cards, and these essentially work the same, right? Where it brings a lot of people supporting a certain club for a small period of time, even if they don't. Like, if you guys are on social media and you follow foot accounts, you would have seen almost everyone tweeting about this game because they had an interest in this Kleiber or Malin, but most people did Kleiber, including myself. Mm-hmm. I did him on the Road to Glory. Florian, did you do him?
Yeah, I did him, and I play him as a super sub CDM. He's great.
He looks fantastic. And guys, this card is literally, if he had like 5 more defense, that's a team of the season level card. So this was an extremely, extremely desirable SBC. And when he came out, now he's expired, thousands of people, and I mean thousands of people, did him. So I wanted to talk about kind of a little trading component here, Florian. I think it's a good time.
Yeah.
Everyone sold their right backs, okay? Everyone sold their right backs to do him, and he links with Robin. And since so many people sold all at once, right backs were going to naturally go up again once he expired. And in particular, I want to show you just a couple examples here. This Robin is still active until tomorrow, right? So people maybe had to save up a little bit or didn't do Robin right away, and Kleiber expired. So look at what happened to this card. I want to show you guys something. So Dumfries went down to like 28K. He went down to about 28K when Kleiber released, right here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I can tell you right now that's his release. And then Kleiber expired. Probably right here. Again, you can literally see it on the graph. So he was holding like 25 to 30K. And then look at him now. Because Robin's still active. So a lot of people still continue to do Robin just because he's kind of like iconic in foot and in real life. So he literally doubled in price, which is absolutely crazy. You also saw really good rises this week in other right backs that are really desirable. Just that got sold off pretty heavily. So this Cancelo is up like 20 to 25K since Tuesday, and probably even more since Monday. Monday, he probably had a little bit of a sell-off. Yep, there you go. 186 to 215. So it's super evident to see what happened on the market. People got Kleiber. They sold their right backs. those people that didn't get Kluivert are now interested in buying some cards to upgrade. I like Cancelo a lot. I shouted him in Discord because pros are using him, and because he's got that Portuguese link with we got Guedes, the milestone recently, and then of course, like you, Florian, you have Felix, so you could get him in pretty easily, and Bruno, all those players. So yeah, overall,
I also, for my team, I also did Guedes, because I said, okay, if team of the year is coming, I want to play a little bit for the rewards, weekend league and the division rivals, and Guedes is my team, so that, why not?
Definitely. And you did play your first weekend league in a while last week, right, Florian?
Yeah, I went to Gold 3.
Nice.
I got in my player picks today only, I mean, the team of the week is not like so great, of course.
It's awful.
I've got Gaia, which is okay. He's an 85, so I'm happy with him.
Yeah, for SBC rating.
yeah, and for my La Liga squad, because I'm like, oh, I sure. can fit him somewhere. Like, I will not play like him on the left back. I probably will play him on the right back, where there are not so many options.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, he's not a bad left back. You just have Mendy, which is such a cheap alternate.
I think Mendy is like the same price.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, he's just so cheap but tradable, and I think most people would probably prefer Mendy, which is why you don't see Gaia hold a lot of value.
Yeah. But anyhow, I was talking about the weekend league. It was okay. I mean, I didn't play in a while. I didn't lose with someone which I shouldn't supposed to lose. So that was okay from my end.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And that's how you have to take on weekend league. And I think that's how you get better. I know, like, for me, I started playing weekend league a few weeks back. And I think for me, I've managed to get quite a bit better in the little time I played, just because I try not to blame the game. A lot of people like point to one certain rebound or one. If you make a pass that didn't go where you wanted it, people will blame that as the sole reason they lost the game that's 90 minutes long. You know, like,
yeah,
there's so much more that happens in the game where maybe you should have did a different pass, or you should have, you know, done a rollover, you know, or step over at a certain time to get onto the strong foot and finish better. Like, there's so many opportunities before one specific play that you have time to be winning by, you know, hopefully even more than a goal.
Yeah, how do you do this weekend? Because I saw you did a lot of, you had a lot of wins, but I didn't know if you stopped or not.
Yeah, we finished at Elite 3. So, we used to be like an elite player in FIFA 19. I used to get up to Elite 2, and then I didn't play like most of FIFA 19 after a bit. I just didn't enjoy that game very much. It seemed like really arcadey. It was all Tornados, if you guys remember that, croquetas and stuff. And then I didn't play 20 at all, just because I was focused on work and business and things like that. And then 21, I wanted to pick up gameplay again because I'm streaming now, and I feel like people like watching a pretty decent player on stream, and playing weekend league is something to do on there. So we started playing 4 weeks ago, and we were back to Elite. So I was really, really happy with that.
No, that's a good thing. And guys, you can watch Jake stream almost every day, I think, now, right?
Yeah, we're doing like 4 or 5 days a week right now. It's been really awesome to hang out with you guys, and we can talk about trading a little bit more live as it happens too. And obviously, we give tips. We don't give like specific buy this player right now, all 200 of you guys, just because that wouldn't be good. That's not even what I try to do in Patreon. Obviously, we give specific prices and we talk about the market a lot, but the best thing you can do is listen to good traders talk and take in and absorb the information. So the difference between like a podcast and Twitch to something like Patreon is I advise some of those right backs before that happened, because I could see where that was headed. Right, I could see that right backs were going to recover after Kluivert, but now we're talking about it past tense, so you guys couldn't do it live, but you can do it now in the future. If you see a super strong SBC come out in a specific position, you know what to look for, right? You start to buy those cards close to expiration, and you know people are start to purchase them again.
Yeah, very true. And you're talking about strong SBCs, and you talk about Kluivert and investing in him, and I wanted to say that probably in the next weeks, like with Team of the Year and nominees, I don't know if nominees are coming. What do you think about nominees? Will they be back or not?
That's like the question of the day, right? Because we know Team of the Year is probably coming out the 22nd. And then it's a matter of, okay, what do they do this week? Or are they going to do anything? It seems that EA have dropped loading screens a little bit earlier this year. So it's not as surprising, right? Sometimes we get them on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday morning, but it's almost Thursday at 6 p.m. and we've heard nothing. So to me, it almost seems like it's alluding to no nominees. And I could see that happening this year in particular because, like we've talked about before on this podcast, EA is definitely slowing the power curve of cards. They reduced pace on gold cards to start the year. They did like rule breakers where they, you know, like downgraded certain stats but upgraded other stats. So they're trying to make less cards super dominant really early, and Team of the Year nominees kind of helps push those up too, right? If every 70 cards get a plus one, you really drastically increase the power curve fast. So I could see them skipping it this year, but I think we'll know shortly. I don't think they're going to drop it randomly. That would be pretty rare without any hype or anything. So I think we'll know if they start talking about it in the next few hours here.
And also what I expect, though, is to get some very coin-draining SBCs in the next... As we got until now, probably this will continue in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Definitely. Because a lot of supply will come during Team of the Year. And
definitely.
They want us to put those players in some untradeable SBCs.
And that's what I wanted to talk about, Florian, because today we actually have something interesting. I don't know if you noticed this, but today we have a massive amount of SBCs expiring that are really important for the market. So we have, sorry, I just got to find my spot here on the page. We have the base or mid expires in 10 minutes.
Okay.
Robin expires tomorrow.
Okay.
Firmino expires in 10 minutes. And then the base icon expires in 10 minutes. So today is a massive day for the market, and specifically for the fodder market, because we're getting all these SBCs that are holding up like 87, 88, 89, 90 rated squads. They're going to be expiring today. So we need to either get something to push them up again, like probably something to do with icons for sure, because two of those are expiring today. Or a dominant player like Firmino. Also, those cards are going to come down. Those cards are going to come down absolutely massively today. So something to keep an eye on. I expect personally to see the base or mid icon again, possibly repeatable or cheaper. So that's what they did the first time with the base icon upgrade. This is the second time they released it, if you recall that. So I expect them to possibly re-release this base or mid cheaper or repeatable. But expect to see something big today. If not, fodder is going to come down a lot and probably even be investable. So keep your eye out. It's a really important day.
How about the upgrades? When are those?
Those are out for 6 or 7 more days. I mean, the player pick ones. So days on these, on all those upgrades. Yeah. Yep. So it's just fascinating. I think it's something to keep an eye on because... those player picks would probably get a bit cheaper too. A lot of people are choosing to do the player picks because SBC fodder is so expensive. And if you can get an 88 or 89, you know, that's 50K worth of value. So it makes it seem feasible. Where if all those SBCs expire and nothing comes, those cards aren't going to be 50K anymore. You know, they're going to be quite a bit cheaper. So keep your eyes out, guys. It's really important. And Florian and I might even cross over with 6 p.m., but we'll see.
And what I wanted to mention is that sometimes, guys, because I know a lot of you are saving packs. I'm saving packs for Team of the Year. A lot of you are saving packs. I think so. If you're thinking about profit taking from these packs, I think the best times to take the profits from the packs and not save them is to save them until this kind of market is like today.
Yeah.
Where if you get a fodder, that's expensive. If you get even a rare gold card, that's expensive.
Yep.
Yesterday they were more expensive. Today, because of rewards, we are cheaper.
Definitely.
But it's a very low chance that you will pack a team of the year.
Yep.
Very, very low.
Exactly.
I think you need to open like 400, 500 packs, and even then you're not guaranteed to get one.
I agree with that.
And if you open 500 packs yesterday, you would make a lot of coins if those are, let's say, tradable, and you have some of them tradable. You can sell those, and they are worth it more. Even maybe even you can pay for a team of the year with those coins.
Exactly, and we kind of talked about, I think, a little bit about that last podcast, but that's kind of the trade-off you do. And yeah, you increase your chances, right? The more packs you store, you definitely increase your chances slightly, however slightly it may be, but. You know, especially if those are tradable, guys, like all the other cards pretty much that you're going to pack are slowly losing value. Like we talked about, there's people that have been saving packs since Joe Gomez was 100K and now he's 20K. So,
yeah,
like if you open that at the time, you would have 80 extra K in your pocket. You know, same with Mendy, right? He's dropped from 100 literally to like 30. We just checked his price, 30K. So, because these meta gold cards just can't hold their value, they're just getting too much supply, they're drastically losing value as time goes on. So I really hope for your sake you pack something, and if not, maybe it's a lesson. I know it's just part of the fun about ripping them open. If for you that's part of the fun, maybe next year you kind of do something where you save, like, where you open 100K packs and 125K packs and the big stuff, and you do the upgrades when they're out. I feel like the upgrades pay out enough opportunity to do it if you want to grind them. Last year, it required only 11 rares and like 30 chems. So you could do upgrades towards Team of the Year instead of saving all those packs. But yeah, I agree with you, Florian. And in fact, just so you guys know, today on stream, I actually opened... I don't know if it's in here, but I opened my 80. Yeah, I opened my 83 times 25 pack today to do Firmino. You did? Yeah, yeah. I opened that on my main account to do Firmino. And it's just kind of, I didn't get anything good. I got like an 89 and 387s, like kind of what's expected. But I saved a ton of money on Firmino, and that's a card now I can actively use for a few more weeks. So I know a lot of you guys save that, but you guys could have got this pack like a month ago now almost. And then you would have had a card to enjoy for a whole nother month. So that's all things to consider. And I know it's a big pack project thing going around right now, which is really cool. And I hope that you guys do pack one. But just know, if you are aiming for the best team possible and aiming to buy those cards or really use them, that opening the tradable stuff for sure earlier is probably the way to go.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't do it this year. I told you I've saved some packs. Guys, if you do the objective, if you play the game a lot, you can get a lot of packs. You can get like plus 75 rated players from different objectives and so on. So now is, as I said in previous podcast also, now is the time to play the game, because after Team of the Year, okay, new promos will come, but now is the time to get the best players in games. This will hold value until almost the team of the season.
Definitely.
I wanted to ask you, because let's say we have a couple of minutes until 6 p.m. UK, sure, and maybe we can have another topic until then. I wanted to ask you about trading till team of the year. What could people do more than we discussed today? Because we've discussed also last time, but yeah, maybe some thoughts.
Yeah, we still flipped some stuff today, guys, which was a Thursday, and the market is up subtly today, and I would really use that term subtly. You had to pick the right cards. Right backs in general did really well. Something that I'll talk about too is we recently got this showdown of Milner and then McTominay, and not a ton of people did them, right? Probably the club supporters more than anyone did each card. I bet Liverpool fans did Milner. I bet United fans did McTominay. McSauce, as some people call him. But what happened was, because there was an amount of people that did him, is that Conte, and I'll go show you that here, Conte actually got sold off pretty hard for a couple hours when they released. I think it was that on Tuesday, Florian? Correct me if I'm wrong, but it might have been Tuesday.
Yeah, something like this. Yeah.
And as you see, he went down heavily here. So he was selling at like 215-ish, we'll call it, most of the day. And then he went down to like 208, and you could get him easily for 205 to 207. Okay, so I shouted him to my Discord here, and I literally said, just what we talked about, I think those SBCs were decent, but they're not going to have high completion. So if you bought those Contes when he was low during that sell-off, you made really nice coins today. He's still super desirable. He's a great center defensive mid. So he did really well. The right backs did really well. Thursday flips are going to continue to work, but you just have to pick the right cards. Another thing that did well today was actually, and this might surprise some of you, and it's kind of some outside the box thinking, is actually Mexican icons did really well for Dos Santos.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So I didn't know if he'd have high enough completion to push it, but whenever you have a card that's hard to link, guys, the icons around them do pretty well. So Robin, Netherlands icons did really well that week, and Van Dijk did amazing. Dos Santos, because he's such a unique card in a in an off league where not a lot of people have much, he made Mexican icons do well, and even Lozano's different versions did pretty well because those are one of the very, very few links you can do to get him in. Obviously, Vela is the obvious one, and since so many people know and bought him, he literally jumped like 70K. He's extinct, actually, on all consoles now, pretty much. So, yeah, kind of thinking outside the box that way, those did pretty well. For trading right now with all these upgrades out, probably the easiest thing you could possibly do, and I mean absolutely easy, is whenever you see heavy supply, whether it's lightning rounds, whether it's Thursday rewards, whether it's squad battle rewards, is you can start buying rares and non-rare golds for these upgrades at like this card. And in the coming days, rares were just decay and non-rares were 900 coins. So yeah, I mean, it works extremely well.
And you can also list them a little bit higher, guys. So if you have time, let's say you can list them a couple of times and you can even get even more... I was checking the SBC's released now, and we have James Tavernier as a headliner SBC.
Oh, okay, nice.
And I'm checking a bit to see if we have something else.
Check for a big one. Oh, he's not in footbin yet. So we got Tavernier headliner. Here he is. He's in footbin. Really, really, really nice card. I think a ton of people. Remember how those right backs were just rising? See you later. They're not gonna rise anymore because you can.
Yeah, guys. We hope you sold your. He's 90 def.
Say that again.
Does he have 80 def? Okay, I was a bit scared. He was 90 def.
Yeah, he's got 94 pace, 80 defense, 90 physical. He looks really, really nice. You can get him in with like Walker or Milner if you did that SBC or. But yeah, that's a nice looking defender for sure. I don't know how many people would do him just because the links are a little bit harder, but that's a beast looking card. And he's performing super well for Rangers. Did we get any replacement for the icon stuff? Oh, we got league SBCs. We got Pro League, Super League, and Eredivisie.
Whoa. So a lot of content today. Maybe that's all.
And then marquee matchups. Yeah, so there's going to be a lot of supply coming on today. And guys, high rated fodders are definitely going to drop though. Right, because all those icon SBCs and Firmino expired, so high-rated fodder is definitely going to drop today.
That's one good thing, and maybe when you see them cheaper, guys, cheaper, you can also buy some of them. It'll be a very good time to buy them. I know you guys are expecting pack ripping during team of the year, but then also a lot of SBCs will be available to
definitely. To definitely. So I think that's where we'll end off today. You got Tavernier, you got a ton of stuff expiring. I would expect like the 87 pluses to really drop, you know, start dropping today. This is a lot of supply. I'm sure some of these provide tradable packs, and Marquee is usually tradable. And then tomorrow, if we get more supply or lightning rounds or something, man, that's going to drop cards.
I was checking also if we get any screen, but no screen, no loading screen. Guys, so okay, that's it for today, I think.
Yep, definitely.
Thanks for watching, guys. Thanks for listening. Google, Apple Podcast, Spotify. If you have, we'll be here also next week to make another discussion before Team of the Year. And I hope you stay safe until then.
Stay safe, guys. Thanks for tuning in.